TD Haskin finishing up the starting lineups behind us here, which I'm sure you guys have heard plenty of. And now let's go through these, and let's start with the Roscommon Bucks. They will start number two, a sophomore guard, Kylie Traver. Number four, a sophomore guard, Zoe Kaufman. Number five, a freshman guard, Mara Williams. Number 24, a freshman center, Namaya Carper. And number 33, a sophomore, number 33, Alexis Carper. Whoa, man.
And then over on Oscoda, we're going to start number one, sophomore, Luella Wipke. A junior, number two, Ava Gooch. Sophomore, number three, Emma Mashad. 13, junior, Emily Smith. And, of course, number 22, junior, Kingsley Backstrom. So that answers your Backstrom question, at least to start the game.
No seniors today.
No seniors. No seniors on the floor yet.
No seniors playing early on. Carper will tip off against Kingsley Backstrom, and we are ready to get this one underway. Namaya Carper will tip it off against Backstrom. Owls going right to left. Bucks going left to right. Tip controlled by Roscommon. It goes back to Mara Williams. Williams will walk it up across the half-court line, ready to go in our district final. Right side to Kaufman. Kaufman way out at the volleyball line. Owls come out in man-to-man. Up top to Carper. Swings it left side to Carper as well. Then back into Carper. Back out to Carper. And it's a layup for number 33, Alexis Carper.
Alexis Carper on her feet from...
Into a 2-2-1 full court press go the Bucks. The Owls break it. Smith drives down the lane into some contact. Lays it up. Got the roll. Emily Smith makes it 2-2. Zoe Kaufman has it on the right wing here for Roscommon. Up top to Namaya Carper. Left side, Alexis Carper. Into Kaufman on a give and go. Left hand layup is good, and we're off to a hot start.
A great ball movement by both teams. Good passing inside, getting these open shots on wide open girls.
Luella Wipke and Mashad break the press. It's Mashad on the right wing. Goes up top to Luella Wipke. 4-2, Roscommon about a minute and a half into this one. Right side, Ava Gooch. Gooch swings it around, has it to Mashad on the left side. She'll drive to the free throw line. Bounce pass to the corner, Smith. Smith, a pull-up mid-range jumper, good. We're tied at four.
Offenses are well-oiled machines early on. No misses, no turnovers, no rebounds needed so far early on.
Neither team seems all that nervous, that's for sure. Kaufman drives, stuck at the block, goes up, had that one ripped away. Stolen away by Ava Gooch. Here come the Owls. Gooch has it on the right wing, picks up her dribble, and switched her pivot foot, and it's going to be a travel back to the Roscommon Bucks.
One turnover each for both teams now.
This game brought to you in part by Miles & Sons Insurance and Oscoda Pinconning and Standish, Janice Tire and Auto of East Dallas and Oscoda, Alpena Community College of Oscoda and Alpena, and Clearview Car Wash in Oscoda and East Dallas. Traver has it left wing, goes up top to Alexis Carper. Back into Traver. That one is knocked away but saved. And driving down the right wing, Mara Williams throws up a floater, no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Smith, who gets it out to Mashad. Mashad gets across half court and is hounded and fouled by Mara Williams.
That good defensive effort there, trying to get the trying to steal the ball there. Good job though, the Smith, making the contact happen so she doesn't lose the possession.
Tied at four, 5:44 to play.
Good pacing on both sides of the court, both offenses. Getting their plays in, moving the ball successfully.
Mashad has the basketball up top for the Owls. Dribbles towards the right wing, goes to the right corner to Emily Smith. She'll drive inside, and she lost it going out of bounds. Now they're going to say blocked, and it will stick with the Oscoda Owls. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. Chad Meyer keeping us sounding good back at the radio station. Mashad goes right wing, Luella Wipke. Pump fake three, drive inside, up through some contact, couldn't get a hold of it, and it's rebounded by Namaya Carper. And here come the Roscommon Bucks. Right wing, Zoe Kaufman out at the volleyball line. Inside to Namaya Carper, back out. Williams pump fake a three, back inside looking for Kaufman. It's swatted away, but recovered by Carper. She'll hand it to Kaufman in the right corner. and then picked off on a pass up top to by Ava Gooch. Doesn't see numbers, so Gooch will recover and get it back up top to Luella Wipke.
Yep. It's good defense, not letting any fast things going inside. Everything's got to be planned, got to be methodical. No easy buckets today.
Gooch will drive inside and going to call a travel as she was driving through. Great defense by Mara Williams, who got a hand on the basketball, forcing Gooch to take that extra step.
Absolutely. All ball there, not allowing the contact, call the foul on them and causing the offensive turnover.
We're still tied at 4:43 remaining in our first quarter. Kaufman has it right wing here for Roscommon. Looking inside for Namaya Carper, but is denied. Gets a screen from Carper. Works to the right, now drives down the baseline, and we've got an offensive foul on Zoe Kaufman. Mashad will draw the charge.
You can hear the Oscoda faithful there. They're happy.
Roscommon will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 30-second break on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by Forwards Corporation, Northeastern Window and Door, Harrisville and Alpena, and the Barash Funeral Homes of Oscoda, Augre, Hale, Prescott, Tawa City, and Twining. Tied at four, Oscoda breaks the press. Driving inside is Luella Wipke, and it'll be a blocking foul, and Wipke will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, the Roscommon was looking for a charge on their side, but not so lucky for them this time.
And Carper will pick up the foul. It's going to be Namaya Carper. Luella Wipke at the line, shooting two. First one is up, and that one is good. Wipke gets in the scoring column. Still no subs yet in the contest. Wipke's second free throw, a little bit long, but an offensive rebound, Kingsley Backstrom. She'll fight through some contact, lay it up, no good. And rebound comes down to Mara Williams. Here comes Roscommon. Swinging right side to Namaya Carper. Carper will swing it back out. Kaufman. Kaufman thought about the right wing three. Instead, will kick it inside to Carper. Carper off the glass, no good. And a rebound is swatted out of bounds by Roscommon. It'll go to Oscoda.
Low turnover so far. Three for Roscommon, just one for Oscoda. Not too many, though.
Into that 2-2-1 press goes Roscommon. The Owls look to break it. It's on the right wing, now back towards the middle. Ball on the ground, and we've got a foul. Looks like it's going to be called on Oscoda. I think Emma Mashad's going to get called for a grab here, and she will. Pulling Zoe Kaufman down to the ground. Just the team's first foul for the Owls. 5-4, Oscoda. Halfway through our first quarter here. Mara Williams swings left side to Traver. Traver into Carper. Carper kick to Alexis Carper. A mid-range jumper too long, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Traver. And it goes out of bounds off of Roscommon. And the Owls will maintain possession.
Good defense here. Both squads only got 9 points overall. 5-4 Oscoda right now early on in the first quarter. 3:33 left. Good defensive effort. We kind of thought defense might be the game of the game today. So far, it's showing true.
Gooch will swing it out. Nope, we're going to have out of bounds. Gooch standing on the end line. And so it'll be back to Roscommon.
Just a couple unforced errors early on by both teams a little bit.
Mara Williams calls the play for Roscommon as the Roscommon box bring it up. She'll swing left wing to Zoe Kaufman. Kaufman wants to get it inside to Alexis Carper, does. Carper, power dribble, drop step, no good. Rebound controlled by Roscommon. That is Namaya Carper, but she can't hang on to it. And it goes to Emma Mashad. Mashad swings it up to Luella Wipke. Wipke drives down the lane. She goes up and has that one rejected by Alexis Carper. Rebounded by Roscommon. Here comes Mara Williams. Williams kick to the corner. Traver, a mid-range jumper short. And a rebound pulled down by Backstrom for Oscoda.
And good fast breaks by both teams there. Couldn't get any points on either of them.
Wipke, a left corner three. Knock it down.
Beautiful arc to that shot. Nothing but nylon. You can listen to the gym. The blue side is going crazy. Or the white side, I guess, because we're the white team, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, there's blue. It's fine. Doesn't matter what you
want to
call it.
We're more of a royal blue. They're more of a navy blue. Oscoda.
Oscoda leads 8-4. Nehemiah Carper basketball up top. Gets a screen by Alexis Carper. Swing right side to Traver. Traver goes now left corner. Mara Williams left corner three. Rimmed out. Ball on the ground. Rebounded by Oscoda. And a travel going to be called here on the Owls as Gooch got the rebound. Fell to the ground.
So even when you're rolled, people are rolling on your feet, it's a travel?
Apparently.
Okay.
At least in this situation.
I mean, I don't know how you can travel when someone's on your feet, but okay. That's
Kaufman
fine.
Has it left wing, drives inside, lays it up, throws the head back, and so she will get the earn the foul call.
Yep, definitely. You can see the head go back. Earned that foul for sure.
Kaufman will go to the line to shoot two. Well, she does let you know this game brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, Revord Builders of East Dallas, the Irisa Tech Center of Dallas City, and Auto Tech of East Dallas.
She makes the first free throw, 8-5.
Gooch checks out. Checking in for her is Watson. I called her Emma Watson the other day. I want to make sure I get it. Marley Watson.
Emma Watson, of course, the actress.
Second free throw good for Kaufman. Marley Watson checks into the game.
KJC
it is
Country,
8-6 Oscoda. And the Owls break the press. Whipke left wing goes up top to Mishaw, and the Owls will reset.
Trying to get something quick in, but good defense by the Bucks, not allowing an easy bucket.
Right wing, Luella Wipke looks inside to Backstrom, goes back up top to Mishaw. Mishaw left wing to Watson, back up top quickly. Kick to the corner, that's Emily Smith. She'll drive inside, and she'll be fouled. And they're going to say foul on the floor. And so the Oscoda Owls will take it underneath.
Just the fourth foul on Roscommon, so they still have one to give. Just over a minute and 20, or minute 28 left in the quarter.
Checking in for Roscommon are Alyssa Terry and number 34, Madison Snyder. Traver and Williams check out. Owls inbound underneath, goes to Whipke. Whipke drives inside, bounce pass to Backstrom. Backstrom, a little floater, no good. And then she'll pick up an over-the-back foul on the rebound. That'll go back to us, back to Roscommon.
Good effort there, just a little too much contact trying to get the ball.
Terry will inbound to Snyder. Snyder will bring it up here for the Roscommon Bucks. 8-6 Oscoda, 1:15 to play here in our first quarter. Left wing is Alyssa Terry. Terry guarded by Whipke. Nowhere to go on the left wing. Bounce pass into Carper. Alexis Carper up off the window, and this game is tied at 8.
That nice effort there by Carper. Just uses her strength, shoots over Whipke there. And gets the layup.
That was Nehemiah Carper who got that one to go. Into Backstrom. Backstrom up through some contact. She is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two.
And one of the questions we had was how is she going to respond to getting in the paint, getting into physicality. Right there, she got hit. Didn't flinch. Looks pretty good. So I think she's probably all right.
That's the second foul on Zoe Kaufman.
That'll put the Roscommon Bucks in the bonus. So any foul by them would put Oscoda into free throws.
Baxter misses the first. If she makes it, we'll have a pause for a sub real quick as Elise Richards at the scorer's table checking in for Backstrom. And she does, so we'll bring the sub in. Backstrom will check out after making the free throw. And it is 9-8 Oscoda.
Yep, so we're thinking about that 40 level right now. Both these scores will be under 40 after four quarters. 9-8. 36 and 32, respectively.
Good math. Well done. Snyder brings it up for Roscommon. We'll get it to Kaufman on the left wing. Kaufman looking. Now she'll drive to the free throw line and in. Had that one blocked. But rebound comes down to Nehemiah Carper. Over across to Alexis Carper. Floater on the left block is in, and Roscommon has a 10-9 lead. Mishaw brings it up for the Owls. They dribble through the press to Elise Richards on the left corner. Now Whipke left wing, 20 seconds remaining in the quarter, and they might hold for a shot.
Yep.
Hand off to Watson. Back to Whipke. Looks like they have a miscommunication.
Yeah,
now
Mishaw
has it up top. Hand off, and now she'll just throw it up. Just that whole possession was
completely lost. And Oscoda really had no idea what their plan was there.
Yeah, they looked confused. I don't know if anyone knew what was supposed to be the play there. And basically it's a waste of 20 seconds, but we've still got 1 second, so basically a throw and heave.
And inbound goes to Traver, and she's not even going to throw the full court shot. And after one, it's Roscommon 10 and Oscoda 9 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by Bay Party Store and Liars Den Bait and Tackle of East Dallas. Ahead of time, Salon and Nails of Oscoda and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. 10-9 Roscommon after one quarter. Owls start with the basketball. Double screen here set for Wipke. She dribbles to the top of the key, and no one guards her. She'll launch a three. Off front iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kaufman for Roscommon. Zoe Kaufman tied for the team lead with 4 points. Will bring it up. She'll hand it off to Snyder. Snyder has a way up at the volleyball line. Picked up her dribble. Goes across to the logo to Kaufman. Kaufman dribbles up to the three-point line where they'll hand it off. And now swing left side, Traver. Traver will hand that one off to Snyder. Snyder goes now right corner to Alyssa Terry. Terry cross court. Had that one picked off by Luella Wipke. Here come the Owls.
Yep, great interception there, causing the turnover.
Machado, right wing three, too long. And the Owls do not save the rebound. It'll go to Roscommon.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they hesitated trying to save that ball. I don't know if what they thought there, but I feel like she can try it a bit. Nonetheless.
10-9 Roscommon. They bring the ball up. Snyder will have it go left wing to Kaufman. Dribbling out by the logo. Gets a screen from Alexis Carper. Dribbles to the three-point line. Now goes baseline. Layup up and got it with the foul. That is Traver.
A great little move there. Good ball move. It got inside. Got the positioning. Gets the contact. Easily gets the bucket as well. Chance to extend this lead.
Kylie Traver going to the line for one more. 12-9 Roscommon. Foul goes on number two, Ava Gooch, her second. And Allie Gosley will check in for Gooch. Free throw by Traver is good. Completes the three-point play. And it's now 13-9. Roscommon.
Yep. Good opening to the quarter by the Roscommon Bucks here. Oscoda needs to start answering. Their offense has stalled.
Michaud drives down and can't get the layup to go. I think she thought there'd be contact, and she beat everybody. Just couldn't get it to go. Here comes Roscommon. Snyder with basketball top swings left wing to Terry. Terry now drives baseline. Lost it going through. Ball out of bounds. Off of Alyssa Terry. It'll go to the Owls.
Yeah. Backstrom there tried to intercept the pass, kind of caught her off guard. She was kind of like, oh, I'm wide open now, and kind of hesitated when she tried to penetrate and wasn't quite sure what she wanted to do, leading to that turnover.
No press here by Roscommon. Wipke has the basketball up top. Still dribbling straight up top. Now goes left side to Michaud. Michaud looks inside. Nothing there. Up top, Gosley. Gosley looking, now goes to Backstrom. Backstrom drives in on Carper, lays it up, lays it in.
All right, Oscoda stops the bleeding a little bit, gets within two.
Backstrom just beat Alexis Carper to the spot. Her first bucket of the night. She now has 3 points total, and it is 13-11 into Carper. Carper, a fadeaway, no good, but Kaufman, an offensive rebound, and then throws it off of her teammates, and now it'll go to the Owls.
Yeah, tried to throw it off of Owl there, but her teammate ran in front of the Owls trying to get the ball like as a pass, thinking that, and led to a fortuitous turnover for the Owls, see if they can cash in on that.
Machado will bring it up here for Oscoda. Gosley with the basketball up top. Now right side to Smith. Smith drives down the lane. Kick to Backstrom on the opposite block. Lays it up. We're tied at 13.
Smart move there to pass there because she was going to get two defenders right in her face for a bad shot. Throws it inside for the really easy layup there. Ties this game at 13.
McPherson new into the game for Roscommon as the basketball in the right wing, guarded by Backstrom. Brings the basketball up top. Now hands that one off to Mara Williams. Williams throws it in to Alexis Carper. Carper drives in off the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Kingsley Backstrom of Oscoda.
They really want to get that ball inside to number 33, Carper. She's a big girl. She's tall. And they're trying to run a lot of the inside through there. But good job defending her, making her shots hard to make.
Backstrom has it on the short corner. She'll drive, turn around, fadeaway, jumper off the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Smith, but then she lost it to Alexis Carper. Roscommon will bring it up. Carper drives in, kick across. Traver off the window, got it to go.
Good job not to get the foul there. It could have easily been contact, but they avoided it to deny the end one opportunity.
15-13. Backstrom now has the basketball. Runner across the lane, off the right iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Mara Williams. 15-13, Roscommon, halfway through our second quarter. Zoe Kaufman goes inside, picked off by Emily Smith. Tried to get it to Carper. Here comes Emma Michaud. Michaud drives into the lane. She'll lay it up and ties the game.
Wow, what a move there. She just dissects the two defenders there. She kind of slows down, fakes him out, goes right past him, lifts the arm up for that layup. Great move there by Michaud.
Tied at 15, 3:35 to play in our first quarter. McPherson hands that one off to Traver. Traver goes inside and had that one knocked away, intended for Williams, and it was swatted away by Emily Smith.
A little more spirit here on the Owls' defense there. They're moving a little bit faster, aggressively going after the ball a little bit more. It's been a lot of sit and wait for the plays to develop and react. They're now being proactive instead of reactive right now, and they'll be causing a timeout. Oscoda?
3:29 to play. We're tied at 15 in our second quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oh, yes! High school basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, Augray and East Dallas, Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda and East Dallas, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda.
Thank you again to all of our sponsors for allowing us to do this.
Thanks to Hungry Howie's. Great delivery up here today.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Williams thought about a corner three for Roscoe. Instead, it was well defended. Inside to Alexis Carper. Carper bounce pass across the lane. McPherson left-hand layup.
Oh, wow.
Somehow rolled off the rim.
I don't know. That was unfortunate for her. Just rolled around every part of the rim and just rolled right out.
Emily Smith drives right side. She is fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Now, this first half has been very disciplined. Very little fouls. Not really much, at least. And we're only 15-15. I mean, it's extremely low scoring. We kind of thought that would happen.
Free throw line could play big today.
Yeah, by my count, there's 12 fouls. 10 fouls, excuse me.
First free throw up is no good for Emily Smith. Smith so far in the night, 4 points, all in the first quarter. 3:06 to play in our first half. And Smith makes the second one to make it 16-15 Oscoda. Roscommon will bring it up. Mara Williams has the basketball just now getting across half court. Guarded by Gosley, goes left wing to McPherson. McPherson drives down the baseline inside to Kaufman through contact. No good. Offensive rebound. That one up and good. That was Amara Williams.
A great play by Williams. She goes in through the defense there, gets the rebound, gets the bucket through about three defenders. Good effort.
Luella Wipke drives the left side. Nothing there. Goes inside to Smith. Emily Smith lays it up and in.
Nice little pass to the inside there. Goes beyond every defender. Good pick there by Smith to get that easy bucket.
18-17 Oscoda. Kaufman now has it left wing for Roscommon. Getting a screen from Carper. Driving down the left side through the contact. She is fouled. And they're going to say no shot. Foul on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And Emma Michaud, for the second consecutive game, has a bloody nose.
Oh. Her nose is just her worst enemy this last week.
Kaufman got her on her drive. It was still a foul of Michaud. She was in the way of Kaufman. He was just making a move. It was the correct call, even though Michaud got the worst end of that. Roscommon keeps the basketball, goes left wing. Now up top, Carper. Back to the right side, Williams. Inside, Whipke read it and stole it. Inbound back to Emily Smith. Great save, and then picked off by Kaufman. Here comes Kaufman right to the lane. Lays it up too strong. Offensive rebound, Williams. Saved off of an owl, and it will stay with Roscommon.
What a play by Williams there. Kind of her body contorted out of balance. Just throws it off the Oscoda player's leg to keep possession for the Bucks.
18-17 Oscoda, 2:02 to play in our first half. Roscommon with the basketball. Williams looks to inbound, looking, will go inside, and it's picked off immediately. Ball on the ground, and it'll be recovered by the Owls. Ava Gooch will run it up here for Oscoda. Gooch drives the lane, lays it up. That one was blocked and rebounded by Zoe Kaufman for Oscoda. Now we've got a foul on Ava Gooch. Back at her own lane as... or back underneath their own basket as Gooch has kind of got caught running into Zoe Kaufman, who was trying to maintain possession. So Gooch's third foul. She'll check out. Watson will check in for her.
You don't like that to be the third foul there before halftime, but it's a good foul. It slows the game down. Things were getting really, really hasty. They're getting really quick. Slow it down. Catch your breath. Just get back to your game.
Kingsley Backstrom checks in for Emily Smith for Oscoda as well. 18-17 Oscoda. Alexis Carper has it out on the left wing. Handoff Kaufman. Kaufman to the free throw line, where she'll give it to Carper. Back up top is Schraver. Schraver up top to Williams. Swing left corner, McPherson. Back inside Carper, swinging it out. That's Kaufman. Kaufman wanted the drive, got cut off, and now a reach in, and we're going to have a jump ball as Whipke got a hand in on that one, and it will stay with Roscommon.
Good defensive effort there by the Owls. They did not allow anything that Roscommon was trying to set up there, trying to set up these outside shots, and just would not allow anything to get open.
Emma Mashad checks in for Allie Gosley. Pass goes up top to Carper. Carper wanted to get it inside, nothing there. Instead goes to Mara Williams on the right wing. Roscommon with the basketball, 1:15 to play in the half. Carper inside, swatted away by Mashad. Ball saved and then touched out of bounds by Roscommon. So Oscoda will get the basketball, leading 18-17, 70 seconds remaining in the first half.
Yeah, great defensive sequence there by the Owls. They did not allow anything to be open. Everything the Bucks were trying was shut down there for a solid amount of time, too. And the Owls get the possession.
Back into the press goes Roscommon. They switched it up. It's now more of a 1-2-2. Owls still break it. Whipke, a pull-up right wing. Three, knock it down!
Nothing but nylon there. No defender. They were all on the press. She broke every one of them and got that easy three.
21-17 Owls, 48 seconds remaining in the quarter. Right wing, that's Williams into Schraver. Now it's Carper. Carper. We're going to have a foul underneath away from the basketball, I think. No, they're going to say Backstrom on Carper. Going to pick up the foul. It's the fourth on Oscoda. It's the second on Backstrom. And Emily Smith will check in, I'm guessing, for Backstrom. Nope, for Elise. Yes, for Backstrom.
The crowd finally coming alive for Oscoda here.
Inbound here. Whipke and Schraver got a hand on it. And they're going to say out of bounds off of Oscoda, right in front of the Oscoda bench. They want the basketball.
I mean, both girls went up to the high points of their jump. That's really a hard one to call there. I couldn't, without replay, I don't think I could really definitively tell you who did that.
And now a turnover by Roscommon. Mashad will bring it up for the Owls. Dribbling right through. Bounce pass down low, Watson. Kick out Richards. Up top, Whipke. 25 seconds remaining in the quarter. Watson, a left corner three. That's no good. And rebound comes down to Williams for Roscommon. 17 seconds left in the half. Traver will catch it and walk with it. And it'll go back to Oscoda.
Now, I don't want to see Oscoda rush it. They rushed that last possession with barely any time left. You only got 15 seconds. Make this the last shot. The student section coming alive finally here.
Play call comes in from Coach Scott Lewick. Owls need to break the press. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Mashad breaks the press. Up top, Emily Smith for three. No good.
Rebound pulled down by Kaufman for Roscommon, and they will not get the basketball up before the halftime break. A nice finish to that first half by Oscoda. At the end of two, it's Oscoda 21, Roscommon 17 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Wrapping up halftime here from Taos, it's the Oscoda Owls leading 21-17 over Roscommon. Leading scorers in that first half, Luella Wipke and Emily Smith led Oscoda with 7 points. Kylie Traver led Roscommon with 5.
And over on the rebound side, our rebound leader exists on Roscommon. That would be Maya Williams, I believe? Mara Williams with 5. Zoe Kaufman had 4. Alexis Carper had 2, and then Namaya Carper had 1. Alisa Terry had 1, and Kylie Traver had 1. Over on the other side, you're going to have your leader of Emily Smith with 3, Backstrom also with 3, and then only one other with Gooch, 1. That's it.
21-17 again our score. Owls lead by 4, and they have the basketball. Michaud will inbound to Luella Wipke on the left wing, and she'll dribble it up to the logo and set up the offense. Just one-on-one against Kylie Traver. Traver pokes it away, able to recover. It was Wipke. Get it up top to Watson. Watson now right wing to Wipke. Back inside Emily Smith. Smith to Backstrom. Mid-range jumper left wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by Zoe Kaufman of Roscommon. Pass down low from half court, way too high, for that was 33, Alexis Carper. And it's a turnover back to the Owls and back to the 2-1-1-1 press for Roscommon. Inbound goes to Wipke on the corner. She is fouled by Kaufman, who was reaching in.
That was a difficult throw-in, too. I mean, she had to throw that above Wipke there, and she barely got it. And then, of course, she had the out-of-bounds line as an extra defender. Luckily, she was fouled.
Third foul on Zoe Kaufman. Inbound to Michaud, gets it across half court.
Yeah, early foul trouble for number 4, Kaufman, and then number 2 on Oscoda, Gooch.
Bounce pass goes into Gooch. Gooch through some contact, lays it up. And excuse me, it's Emily Smith who lays it in. She's got 9 on the day, and it's 23-17 Oscoda. Traver has the basketball out top, handoff to Zoe Kaufman. Kaufman a screen from Carper. Kaufman drives in, Euro step right hand, no good. Rebound by Namaya Carper, no good. And rebound again by Roscommon. Kylie Traver gets it, swings it around up top. Alexis Carper, she'll launch the 3, knock it down.
Nice offensive sequence there. 2 offensive rebounds in the open 3 to get this game within 3.
23-20, Emma Michaud brings it up for the Owls, drives right in on Carper, layup too short, rebound comes down to Alexis Carper. Carper runs it down the court and lost it out of bounds, it'll go to the Owls.
She kind of just gave up on that dribble there. I'm not sure, maybe she was trying to look for someone to be open and forgot to dribble and it just wandered out of bounds. Little mental mistake there.
Smith inbounds to Wipke. It's poked away by Kaufman and then knocked out of bounds by Michaud. And Kaufman got bumped pretty hard there by Michaud. No call there. Letting a lot of stuff go here, but Roscommon does keep the basketball. Inbound goes to Namaya Carper, swings it to Alexis Carper. Traver in the corner for the tie. Very good.
And just like that, we are tied. We've seen it with the boys team on Roscommon. They have some runs in them in the later quarters of games. And right now, that's what the girls are showing right now.
Smith has it at the corner. Kick across, picked off by Traver. Here comes Kylie Traver running down the right wing. Layup, got her with the foul! That was Mara Williams.
I'm having deja vu, deja vu, deja vu.
Basket's good by Mara Williams.
25-23. Ava Gooch checks in for Marley Watson.
Plow is on Emma Machaud for a second.
Williams at the line shooting one. Free throw is up. No good, but an offensive rebound. Zoe Kaufman. Back up top, Williams to the corner. Kaufman, pump fake, drive, mid-range jumper. Got it with the foul. Oh, what a great shot by Zoe Kaufman. And now a technical foul is called. I think they just gave Zoe Kaufman a technical foul. That was one of the more impressive shots I have seen this year. Kaufman, a pump fake, and then falling away. She will go to the line for one, and a technical foul on Kaufman.
So what does that negate anything, or just,
oh, no,
just adds on to it? Okay.
Yep. So Kaufman will still shoot the and one. And the official and Coach Kaufman having a conversation. I did not see what Zoe did.
It had to have been verbal, right? Or taunting. I mean, I didn't see it either. There was a whole bunch of just celebrating, and then he came up and said, tech.
So we'll see.
Uh-oh.
And so that's the fourth foul on Zoe Kaufman.
Yeah, it is. One more to when she's out. Wow.
She's going to shoot. She's standing by herself for the and one free throw. Free throw up and good.
So somehow this has became a 5-point Roscommon lead.
So Oscoda now will send Luella Wipke to the line. She'll get two free throws, and Oscoda will get the ball for the technical foul. First one by Wipke is good.
That was a wild 30 seconds of basketball, my friend.
And it cuts into the Roscommon momentum
absolutely.
Much. I don't know if it was a good technical foul call or not. I have no idea because I couldn't tell you what happened.
Well,
but
the big thing now is
cuts into the momentum.
She's in foul trouble. She's gone, and there's still almost two quarters left.
And we've got a timeout for Roscommon. They probably could use one. 28-25 Roscommon. 5:40 to play in our third quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Roscommon with the lead. They've gone on a bit of a run here in the third quarter, but it was just cut into a little bit because of a technical foul on Roscommon. Wipke made both free throws. Now Oscoda will get the ball back, trailing by three.
I mean, and really, Oscoda has a chance to tie this game after having that big deficit, you know, and which is, like you just said, I mean, the momentum changing is wild. I mean, that is just flipping over any momentum the Bucks had if they can tie this game right here.
Wipke goes left side to Machaud. They're trying to run to get Wipke open for three. Instead, it goes into Backstrom. Backstrom up off the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Alexis Carper. Carper drives in. Euro step off the front iron. No good. Got her own rebound. Goes up, and she is fouled. And will go to the line to shoot two.
The size down low is really, really in the Bucks' favor right now. Carper is taller than everyone else on the floor, it seems, and she is just a force under the net.
Especially because Backstrom went to the ground after her shot, so she was not back on defense. She's the only one who could match the size. Carper's first free throw is up and good. This game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Towises, and the Law Office of Dwayne L. Hadley in Standish. Second free throw, no good, and they're going to say out of bounds off of Roscommon. So Oscoda gets the basketball, trailing by 4, 29-25. Inbound go to Machaud. Machaud will dribble straight through the pressure. She drives right down the middle of the lane. Stop, kick out to Wipke. Wipke into Smith. Smith, a layup is
good. Let's go. Nice move there by Smith to get inside all the defense right there, carve it up, and get that bucket.
Carper will drive inside. Alexis Carper, turnaround shot. Got it to go from the short corner. What a shot by Alexis Carper.
So Carper's incredibly impressive today.
Quickly breaking the press with the Owls into Smith. Smith, a fadeaway, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alexis Carper. It's 31-27, Roscommon. Carper, kick out. And Mara thought about the three. Goes right side, bounce pass into Carper, and we've got a jump ball between Whipke and Namaya Carper. Mara Williams will inbound now for Roscommon as they keep the basketball. It goes to Alyssa Terry. Terry right side, back to Mara Williams. Now up top, Namaya Carper, mid-range jumper short. Rebound pulled down by Emma Michaud of the Owls. Michaud throws it up to Backstrom. Backstrom through the lane, falling down, and she will go to the line to shoot two. And she continues to battle through the pain she's feeling today.
Well, I'm blocking Mara Williams, her second, team second.
Mara Williams picks up the foul, her second. Backstrom grabbing her leg, grabbing her shoulder. First free throw is up and short, and she continues to grab, and they're going to get her a sub. If she can make the free throw, pretty much. Second one is up. That one's good, and so that does give her an opportunity to leave the floor. Elise Richards will check in for Kingsley Backstrom, who hopefully can check back into the game later. Full court, man-to-man here for Oscoda. Michaud going to poke that one away and stays with Roscommon.
Good defense there by Michaud, just not letting that go easy. Hoping to get a turnover.
31-28. Roscommon over Oscoda right now. 4:14 to play in the third. Inbound to Mara Williams. Williams looking to break the pressure, flips it up to Alyssa Terry. Terry gets across half court to the three-point line. Kick to the corner, Carper. Carper mid-range jumper, lost it going up, and we've got a rebound and a jump ball. And jump ball is the call. Joint possession. It will go to Oscoda.
Yeah, both girls there fighting for that ball, not wanting to let up at all. They want that district title.
Smith inbounds to Michaud. Michaud trying to avoid the trap. Just kind of dribbles right through the press, goes right corner. That's Whipke. Whipke swings it around to Gooch. Gooch drives inside. A floater blocked from behind by Namaya Carper. Rebound to Alexis Carper. And here comes Roscommon. Mara Williams has the basketball up top. 31-28 lead, Roscommon. Williams up top, Carper. Carper to Carper. Mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Luella Whipke of the Owls. Whipke looking up the floor, trying to find somewhere to go. Has the basketball up top, goes right wing to Emma Michaud. Up top, Ava Gooch. Gooch backs out and sets up the play. Gooch hands it off to Emily Smith. Emily turns the corner, goes to the corner to Michaud. Michaud now works it back up top to Ava Gooch. They'll run it to the opposite side now with Whipke, and they'll start running a weave action out front. Whipke, handoff to Smith. Smith had it poked away, drives inside, lost it, able to recover it. Ball on the ground, spinning around with it, and then picked off by Roscommon. Here comes Alexis Carper. Carper into the lane, Eurostep, right side, Alyssa Terry. Terry drives baseline, kick down low, Williams lays it in.
A great fast break action there by the Bucks. Great ball, the ball control, movement.
Timeout, Oscoda, as they had trouble getting that one inbounded. We'll take a 30 with them. 33-28, Roscommon on WKJC, your power station for sports. Roscommon leads over Oscoda. 2.5 to play here in our third quarter. Owls have the basketball. They break the press, get it to Mashad. Mashad drives in, fake pass to Backstrom, can't get the layup to go. And now Carper will bring it up for Roscommon. Carper, kick right side, that's Traver. Traver now swings it around, left side, Snyder. Back up top to Alexis Carper. Carper will drive right side, drive into the lane. Layup, can't get that one to go. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down out by the three-point line. Inside to Maya Carper. There's a foul underneath, and Roscommon will keep the basketball.
Yeah, this quarter has been dominated by the Bucks, really, honestly. Oscoda's got to figure it out. They need to calm down, get their offense back, and figure out how to stop these fast break points because they have just been turned around.
Inbound goes right to Carper. Had it poked away. Ball rolling around on the ground. Goes back to Nehemiah Carper. Right wing, open three. Williams, good! 36-28, Roscommon. Inbound to Mashad. Mashad up court to Wipke. Wipke, bounce pass, Backstrom, lays it up, lays it in.
Stops the bleeding a little bit, but there's still a lot of work to do. A good fast break there by the Owls. They break the press, get it to Wipke, get that easy bucket, but lots of work to go.
36-30, Roscommon. Alexis Carper dribbles it out at the volleyball line, goes into Nehemiah Carper. Carper works to the right block, kick to the corner, Snyder. Snyder, stop, and then picked up her dribble and picked up her pivot foot to travel to the Owls. Elise Richards will check into the game. Emily Smith will check out. 36-30, Roscommon. This was the final score of this game last year, 36-30.
We still got 9 minutes and 18 seconds left of it to go, at least.
Inbound to Mashad. Mashad had it poked away. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the reach.
It looked like she tagged. Yeah, I thought she kind of just checked her out of bounds a little bit there.
Foul on Patton Traver.
Goes on Traver. Team's fourth.
So any foul by either team will put the other one to the line. Four each.
Richards inbound to Mashad. Mashad stopped just across half court. Bounce pass to Wipke. Wipke back to Mashad on the right wing. She'll drive to the free throw line. Kick out Wipke. 1 minute to play in the third. Wipke hands off to Mashad on the left wing. She'll drive to the free throw line and hand it off to Gooch. Weave concept out front. Wipke will turn the corner, drive inside, go right corner. That's Elise Richards, no good. Offensive rebound, Kingsley Backstrom. She'll drive in, lay it up short. And rebound comes down to number two, Kylie Traver. That's one where just that shoulder, I don't think she has
the elevation.
That full feel in that right shoulder that she was short on that layup. Just doesn't have the power. Carper has it left block. Turnaround jumper off front iron lightly. No good, but rebound tipped out of bounds by Backstrom. And so to go stay here with Roscommon.
Just under 25 seconds, 24.8 left.
Marley Watson will check in for Oscoda. Go get Emma Mashad. Snyder will inbound underneath, 24.9 on the clock of the third quarter. Inbound goes to Carper. Alexis Carper drives in. Mid-range jumper, good. 38-30. Richards had it picked off by Traver. Traver hands that one off to Mara Williams. 10 seconds left, and we've got a foul on Richards. A blocking foul that will send Williams to the line to shoot two. Oh, 8.9 left on the clock.
Yeah, that press, though, is just, it's really disturbing the Owls. They can't really brew anything. They're not very successful breaking out of it. They don't have the height. They don't have the size that they have these girls that are defending them.
First free throw by Williams, no good. This game brought to you in part by State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, Metalodge in Dallas City, and Kevin Hummer accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas. Mara Williams' second free throw. She stepped on the line, so free throw doesn't count. And so to go back to the Owls.
It's a lucky break for the Owls. 0 points on that foul.
8.9 seconds. Richards inbounds to Wipke. Wipke dribbles through the press.
5 seconds, goes to the corner, Backstrom. Backstrom, turnaround, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Carper, and that'll end the third. A great third quarter by the Bucks. Roscommon 38, Oscoda 30 after three on WKJC, your power station for sports. Roscommon leads over Oscoda after three quarters. That third quarter was 21-9, Roscommon.
Yeah, it's basically the worst-case scenario for the Owls. Just the Bucks turned it on them.
Roscommon has the basketball to start the quarter. Zoe Kaufman has it up top, goes inside Carper. It's knocked away and stolen away by Emily Smith. Here come the Owls. Luella Wipke will bring it up.
They definitely needed that.
Goes to Gooch. Gooch drives baseline, drives in. No good. Rebound Backstrom. Backstrom lays it up and in. Makes it 38-32. Back to a six-point game. Roscommon with the basketball and that six-point lead. Left side, Barra Williams. Inside, Alexis Carper. Carper, turnaround jumper. Off the back of the rim and good.
They don't have an answer for the Carper sisters at all.
It's been all Alexis. Rebound, or shot up here by Ava Gooch. No good. Rebound comes down to Mara Williams. It's 40-32. Alexis Carper has it. She has 10 points in the half, 14 in the game. Alexis Carper works to the right corner, now drives up top, hands it off Mara Williams. Williams goes back to Carper. Roscommon slowing it down a little bit on this possession. And then a miscommunication. It's picked off by Oscoda. Kingsley Backstrom gets an interception. She'll drive the lane. Kick out Luella Wipke. Right wing three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Alexis Carper. Mara Williams brings it up for Roscommon. Up top now to Snyder. Snyder dribbling out by the logo. And bounce pass too strong for Kaufman. And it'll go out of bounds, a turnover to the Owls.
So early turnovers here by Roscommon. That's going to be a way to get back in this game if you're Owls, but you got to score on the other end. That's three quick turnovers in less than 2 minutes. But 2 points only by the Owls.
A shot has it up top for Oscoda. 40-32, Roscommon. Handoff goes to Gooch. Gooch to Wipke. Wipke will turn the corner, bring it out up top, and now hand it back off to Mashad. Mashad drives in, bounce pass, knocked away by Kaufman, ball on the ground, it'll be a jump ball. The ball will go to the Owls. 30-second timeout here for Roscommon. We'll keep it right here. It's 40-32, 5:53 to play here in our fourth quarter. And it has been the play of Alexis Carper that has been so good. She had 8 points in that third quarter. She knocked home a three, but she's been really good when they just get her the ball down low.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that board, she's got 9 boards right now. She's got nine, but she's got the ball in her hands at every possession. On defense, she's the one under the net, getting the rebounds, just being the defensive person, and she's on offense. You know, if Roscommon ends up with a dub, it's basically going to be because of Harper's effort.
Yeah, Carper's been absolutely fantastic in this game, and she is one of the many, many young players this Roscommon team starts. She is just a sophomore, Alexis Carper. I think that makes her a veteran in this lineup.
Yeah, it does. I believe they started two freshmen, so...
Oscoda will inbound out of the timeout from underneath the bucket. Mashad will look to inbound, looking, goes in to Emily Smith, to Ava Gooch, kick it back out to Smith. She'll drive in and she'll walk with it, and it'll go back to Roscommon. 5:48 to play, 40-32 Roscommon. Mara Williams will walk it up for Roscommon. Go left side, Traver, Kylie Traver. Back up top to Williams. Haven't even quite made it past the volleyball line yet. Take a step in from the volleyball line and throw it to Namaya Carper, who throws it down low and out of bounds, looking for Traver.
You know, and speaking of turnovers, Oscoda only has 12. Roscommon's got 18. But really, I mean, it doesn't really tell the story at all. Usually the team that's got the turnover battle is winning, but... not in this case.
Left wing, that's Backstrom. Backstrom drives in and lost it.
And it'll be picked off by, ripped out of her hands there by Namaya Carper. Right wing Traver. Traver inside Alexis Carper and couldn't get the layup to go, but Namaya Carper lays it up and in off the rebound.
The first lead of 10 points here by Ross Gallman. 5 minutes remain.
Whipke to Backstrom. Backstrom in there. Shot up and no good, but she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
And that's going
to
be her fourth, fifth. Kaufman's going to be out.
So Kaufman will check out. Her fifth foul.
She's just a sophomore. It's not like she's a senior. She'll have two more years, guys.
Yeah, she's upset that she just fouled out. A little emotional off the foul out. Alyssa Terry checks in for her. Backstrom's first free throw is good. No matter how this game turns out, a tip of the cap to Kingsley Backstrom for playing today.
Oh, absolutely. After what we saw Wednesday and her going down and getting injured and everything, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alexis Carper.
So with that rebound, I believe that Carper's got a double-double, right? She's got 10 points at least?
Oh, yeah.
So she's got the double-double.
Driving inside, we've got a blocking foul on Kingsley Backstrom. Traver will go to the line to shoot two. Backstrom just kind of started falling back a little bit. She was one, two, four underneath the bucket, and two, kind of started falling back a little bit when that shot came in. She wanted that it was a charge, but she's got to stand her ground a little bit more and a little bit farther out from the bucket.
Yeah, and you know, when you're injured and you're in pain like that, you know, that's going to maybe cause you to be a little flinchy, you know, just try to soften the blow, but, it, you know, then it makes it not a charge but a block.
Traver misses the first free throw. It's 42-33 Roscommon. They've played a great second half.
Absolutely.
Second free throw is good. Back up to a 10-point lead. Traver with the 9 points on the night. Whipke will bring it up for the Owls. Kick right wing. Mashad thought about the three. Step in two. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Traver. Give it to Alexis Carper, and the Owls have gone just completely cold.
Yeah, they don't have anything offensively right now. They can't make a shot. They can't get it inside. Just this defense is swarming here by Roscommon.
Traver goes into Alyssa Terry. Terry looking, kick it out to Carper. Carper drives in, had it poked away, able to get it back though and lay it up. No good. Namaya Carper lays it up and in off the offensive rebound again, and it's a 12-point lead, Roscommon, 45-33. Owls break the press. Mashad running down the lane. Doesn't see anything there and will dribble it back out. Goes right wing Emily Smith. Smith drives in off the window and in.
Finally, they get a shot to go down, and it's been few and far between for the Owls. There might not be enough time left, though.
45-35, Roscommon. And the Owls going to go full court man here now. Driving down the lane. Blocked is a number two, Traver. Rebound comes down to Emily Smith. Here come the Owls trailing by 10. 3.5 to play. Mashad has it. Goes right wing. Gooch. Gooch will bounce pass it up top to Mashad. Mashad looks for somewhere to go. Drives inside. Lays it up. Blocked by Namaya Carper. Rebound pulled down by Mara Williams. Williams goes right side, Alexis Carper, in into Maya Carper. Backstrom knocked it out of bounds.
Good hustle there by Backstrom to make sure that ball doesn't get inside for the easy layup.
This game brought to you in part by Big B Coffee in Oscoda, A. Curley Contracting of Oscoda, and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Dallas City.
Welcome to the area, Big B.
I have been there quite a few times.
So have we.
Been a good place for Brad. Alexis Carper drives in, kick to the corner. Traver had it poked away, and there's going to be a jump ball here. No, a foul called on Traver. And Traver coming up a little slow. And she's got a couple of tears in her eyes fighting through some pain. 45-35 our score. Oscoda looking to inbound. Smith gets it to Whipke. Whipke fouled by Traver again as she reaches in.
Whistle and a foul.
that's the third foul on Roscommon.
Just 2:44 left, only three fouls on Roscommon, one on Oscoda.
Yeah, Oscoda's going to have to be more aggressive. They need more than one foul.
Right, yeah, they need to score 10 points.
Smith looking inbound, and it gets tipped around. I think that was out of bounds off Oscoda. Yes, it is. And so it'll be inbounded by Roscommon here from the side. 2:42 to play. It's a 10-point lead for Roscommon. Alyssa Terry has it just barely before half court. Hand off to Mara Williams, who gets it across half court. Now left side, Carper. Carper drives inside, and she'll be grabbed by Emily Smith. Only the second foul on the Owls.
Ball on the outside goes Emily Smith, her third.
We had mentioned that the Owls were 2-5 when allowing 40 points in a game. They've allowed 45.
Yeah, I remember at halftime they only allowed 17. Now it's 45.
And Roscommon 11-0 when they allow 40 points. 11-0 when they score 40 points. They have 45. Carper, inbound to Carper. It's Namaya Carper. She's raked across the arm by Backstrom. Third foul. Richards will get in. That's Backstrom's fourth foul for Kingsley Backstrom. Roscommon over Oscoda. Now another foul here. Gosley will pick up a foul. It's the last one to give. Timeout here for Roscommon. We'll take one with them. 2:27 to play, 45-35. Roscommon on WKJC, your power station for sports. Roscommon over Roscoda. It's been a dominant second half for the Bucks, as this was a 21-17 lead for Oscoda at halftime. And now the Bucks on the brink of winning their first district title since the 2013-14 season.
It's going to take a lot by the Owls to complete this comeback.
Carper to Terry. Now we've got a jump ball that will stay with Roscommon, as Gosley and Terry were tied up. So now that gives the possession arrow to the Owls. Inbound to Mara Williams. Williams being reached in on by Gosley. And it'll be Mara Williams going to the line. Shoot two.
We'll be shooting free throws.
Mara Williams at the line, shooting two. First one is up, and just a bit short. The Owls will bring Backstrom, Gooch, and Michaud into the game. Gosley will check out. So will Richards and Watson. Watson and Richards, both seniors on this team. Second free throw is good for Williams. Makes it 46-35. Michaud will bring it up for Oscoda. Kick up top, Emily Smith for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Alexis Carper. Carper will slow it up. Bounce pass it to Williams. Back to Carper across half court. Carper swings it around to Williams. And Wipke will pick up a foul now. Sends Williams back to the line. Williams at the line, shooting two. First one is up and no good. Second free throw That one also short. Rebound pulled down by Emily Smith of Oscoda. Mashad up top. Whipke. Whipke for three, right wing. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up top. Mashad. 1:45 to play. Mashad a screen from Gooch. Kicks to Backstrom. Backstrom mid-range jumper. That's good. Timeout for Oscoda. We'll take one with him. It's 46-37 Roscommon on WKJC, your power station for sports. .138 to play in this district final. Roscommon 46 and Oscoda 37. Roscommon will inbound underneath. Oscoda going to play full court man-to-man. And they're going to throw it out of bounds and then back in. And it's just swatted down the court. And I don't know how you can call who is that off of.
Apparently it was off of Roscommon because it's Oscoda ball.
Okay. That was a nice play design there by Roscommon, throwing it back out of bounds and then up. I like it. Just wasn't open down the field on the flea flicker.
So, I mean, that kind of gives the advantage here to Oscoda a little bit. I mean, it gives them a foulless possession. So, you know.
That's what they need.
Yeah, I mean, that's one step forward.
Whipke will inbound.
Surprised they're not pressing. The pressing has been so dominating.
Guess they don't want to foul either, I'm guessing. Whipke drives inside. Had that one poked away. Stolen by Roscommon. Terry will hand that one off to Carper. Carper to Williams, back to Carper, and they get across half court. And a foul going to come here on Emily Smith. 46-37. Alexis Carper going to the line.
Alexis Carper to the line to shoot.
Fourth on Emily Smith. And that free throw's up and good. So Roscommon looking like, barring a miracle, they're going to win this district title.
Yeah, that's true. And the story of the last 2 weeks has been Roscommon winning games.
We have called a lot of Roscommon wins, that's for sure. Luella Whipke, a pull-up three, that's too long. Rebound, tipped around, controlled by the Owls, Ava Gooch. Back up top, Mashad, she was going to shoot it, had it poked away. And now goes down low, Smith. Smith is fouled, she'll go to the line to shoot two. Watson, Richards, and Gosley will check back in after the free throws here. Smith on the line. First foul of the day by Alexis Carper. Free throw up and good by Smith.
That is so surprising. She has had the ball around her so much. The fact that that's her first foul, that's impressive.
Really high quality day for Alexis Carper.
Yeah.
One foul
MVP
on the day.
Of the day, for sure.
Wow. Good for her. Smith's second free throw is good as well. Emily Smith putting on a real nice showing in this game as she has 17 points.
And 11 rebounds.
Inbound goes to Mara Williams, now to Alexis Carper, up to Shraver. Shraver pulls up at the right wing. Now up top, finally, Whipke going to get called for a foul. Owls continuing their offense-defense switch. They continue to bring Richards, Watson, and Gosling in for defense. And now Backstrom, Gooch, and Shot are going to check back in for offense.
It's a cycle.
First free throw, a little bit long for Traver. Kylie Traver has 9 points on the night. Roscommon pulls all their rebounders out and sends them back. Second free throw is up. That one no good. Mashad will get the rebound. Hand off to Whipke. Whipke on up top and has it kicked as she tried an entry pass. Fowl's got to put up some shots. Got to get the ball in the air here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to score, what is that, 7 points? 8 points, excuse me.
8 points. Backstrom drives inside, lays it up, lays it in. Another timeout for Oscoda. We'll take the break with them this time. It's 47-41. They've cut it to six. 34.3 seconds remaining on WKJC, your power station for sports. Well, the Owls are about a play away from making this interesting. 47-41. Roscommon leads, and
I mean, I've seen crazier things, I suppose, but it's still a lot of things that have to go right to get back in this game. But let's see what the last 30-odd seconds, you know, do.
Roscommon has turned it over. Roscommon has
missed four free throws, right?
Missed free throws. I mean, they've done everything in their power to let Oscoda back in the game. Terry will inbound, goes to Williams, who is fouled. And
you know, I thought they had her trapped to the corner there. I'd like to just trap her there and not foul, but
it's so difficult because in this situation, you almost have to tell the official that you're not fouling because they're looking for a foul.
Right.
So if you even touch them, they're going to call it. To where earlier in the game, they wouldn't have called that. Williams makes that free throw.
Right.
That's a big one. Makes it a 7-point lead. But right there, you almost got to tell that we're going for a trap. We're not going for a foul. We're going for a trap. Second free throw good as well, so Williams stretches the lead to 8. Inbound to Mashad. 30 seconds left. Mashad, kick out Wipke. Lost it. Able to recover it, though. Back out Mashad. Swings to Gooch, right wing. Now to Richards. Mid-range jumper. That's good. So at least Richards makes a bucket. Another timeout here for Oscoda. Back in another 30 seconds. 49-43. 19 seconds remaining on WKJC, your power station for sports. .49-43. Roscommon leads over Oscoda. So if you're Oscoda here in this timeout, you're down 6 with less than 30 seconds left. I mean, you are you're trying for one steal. That's pretty much it. And then
yeah, I mean, it's do you believe in miracles time, really? I mean, that's what wins. That's what gets you back in this game is a miracle.
They're going to need a couple of big mistakes by Roscommon.
You got to score twice and stop twice.
Roscommon will line up with all five players out of bounds. They'll run a football set out of this. Terry will inbound. It's an all-curls concept. They do inbound it to Williams. Williams is trapped, but they get it to Terry, now to Carper. Carper down court and threw it out of bounds.
Well, that's one. That's one thing you needed.
13.8 left. The Owls need a quick trigger three. Find number one, Luella Wipke. Mashad will bring it up. Hand off Wipke. Wipke for three to cut it to three. Good! Inbound to Traver. Traver, throw it away. We've got a jump ball. A jump ball. It should go to Roscommon. Or is this one with Oscoda?
It's Oscoda.
It's Oscoda basketball.
It's Oscoda
with a chance to tie. Whoa!
Brad.
There is .8 on the clock. We'll see if they change the clock at all, but there's .8 on the clock. So it's going to be an inbound and a shot with a chance to send it to overtime.
If this happens, turn your radios down, guys, because it's going to blow your speakers.
The gyms have come alive a little bit. The officials are talking. I don't think they're going to add any more time.
Let's put our hands together for both teams. We've had one exciting evening here.
Now they're going to come over and talk to the table.
I think they're adding time. I think I saw the word one.
Let's see.
We're going to be putting 1 second back on the clock.
So we are going to add time. So the clock will go from .8 to 1.0.
That's enough. That's enough to get you released.
That's a catch and a shot. So the official talking with both coaches, making sure that they know they have 1 second left. Mashad will inbound. You got to, Whipke's lining up on the block. You got to figure this play is run for her. Three-point game. Inbound to Gooch. Got to get it up. No good. Threw it up from about the volleyball line and couldn't get it there. Roscommon wins Division III District 68 with a 49-46 win over Oscoda.